Okay, we're at Penzance again, my lovelies, and this time we're going to listen to the lovely Pat Allen. Oh, back there for you, darling. So you just talk, my angel.
Well, from the start, I think my mother met my father up in Yorkshire. She came from Yorkshire. My father was from Newlyn. And they met. 6 months later, they got married. He asked her down here to meet his family. And she bought her dress, came down. He met her off the train and he said, I've got a special license. And they got married. 12 months later, I arrived. I was the first grandchild. So I was spoiled, I suppose. 4 years later, my sister arrived. We're all March years. My mother got married in March. Our birthdays are in March. But my gran at Newlyn, she started her life after she finished school. She worked in Simpson's dressmaking. With one of her sisters, and I think it's my Auntie Alice. And she was married to Theodore Peake, the undertakers at Newlyn. My gran lived up the hill, and my granddad was Willie Harvey, and he used to be the storeman at Bennett's Coal Yard at Newlyn. I think it's closed now, been closed for lots of years. But they're very, very close, the two of them. But she had two more sisters, Auntie Philly and Auntie Annie, which was an older sister. But I used to go over there the weekends and sleep from school. I used to go over there. I used to sleep between my dad's two sisters. And I used to sleep in the middle. All I had was vest and my pants, my knickers, and my vest. I used to sleep between the two of them. And I remember going into, because he used to work at the knitting factory over there. And my uncle, my Auntie Mara, when she met a man from Durham, he came down on holiday. He was going back to Durham that day. And he changed his mind. He fell in love with Myra right away. And he stayed. And he slept. He lodged with my gran till they got married. My great granny, my granny's mother, she was the midwife at Newlyn. She was Nurse Wright, so she'd bring all the babies into the world, and anybody that died, they were laid out. She put them to rest. We're always close in the family. My sister, my mum and dad's gone now, but my sister, my cousins, my cousin was in the army, and he rings me up every so often. He'll say, do you remember this? Do you remember that? Or what have you. But I started, I think my mum and dad rented a flat at Horsfield to start with. And then they moved, when the prefabs were built, they moved up into the prefabs. So there was all kids around us. I had boys each side of me. The girls were younger, but the boys were like 12 months older. They were David Tonkin, Donald Lodi, and Graham Richards. I wanted to go to school. I didn't want to leave my sister. I cried. My mum had to drag me there. But I went, and after a while persevered. But the only reason I did go was because she put me to school. She made me go to school with the boys. And first year when my sister was born, she had whooping cough. So she was very ill with whooping cough. So I think that's why I did spend time with my gran. Being the oldest, only grandchild at the time, being the oldest. And my granddad working at Bennett's coal yard. I was always not the favourite, but the oldest. And I was spoiled because my sister was sick. And when she did come around, she did get better. We moved from Chenier to Alverton, then into a new house, and we used to walk through the lanes, through Bluebell Dell, and over to my grand that way. And I think of them all the time. I can't tell you stories, not like Terry, because I can't.
Well, tell the story when your sister arrived and you sulked on the stairs because you didn't know if she was going to... How that worked then?
My mother went into labour. My dad took me to Newlyn. And I used to ride on his bike. I could ride on the crossbar and wrap my arms around his. And I could ride on the crossbar and he took me over there. And I knew this baby was coming. And I didn't know how it was coming with stork, carrier pigeon or what, I had no idea. And he took me over there. He said, well, I wanted to see this baby come. And he said, no, he said, you stop over ground. And end of the day, he came over and he told my gran, Evelyn's got another girl. And he brought me home, saw the baby. And the nurse came the following day with a bag. And I thought, oh, she's going to take her away. I was four. She's going to take her away. And I was in the kitchen, was in the bedroom. I ran in the bedroom, so just to make sure she was still there. She was still there. So I went in the kitchen, and my dad was at the boiler out doing the washing, and the nurse was in looking after my mum, seeing to my mum, and then she called me, and I went in. I said to my dad, what is she doing? What is she doing? He said, well, she's just washing the baby. I said, well, how is she washing the baby? She's not been out. She's not dirty. So she called me in. And the first thing she did, she must have been a marvellous midwife because she put me on the bottom of the bed and she took the baby from my mum and she put her in my arms. And I was four. I were that close. Closer. We are close as sisters. And
it's been funny because obviously there was all that COVID thing.
What can I say? I went from from Liscudgery School. I went to St Mary's. Mm-hmm. And then the teacher took us swimming. And she said, the water was cold. And she said, Pat, are you going in or not? And I thought, I don't like it. I got dressed. Then she took me over to the green over there. There used to be, we could play tennis there. And I had a racket, a tennis racket. And I was holding it in my arms. Holding it to play. Somebody was throwing the ball. And she came up and she said, I always remember her name, Miss Savage. And she said, Pat, She said, yes, you're not frying eggs. And that's what put me off playing tennis. But funny enough, my nephew's boy, he plays tennis now. So we carried on where I left off.
Tell them, you said when you came in, that because just for anyone who's kind of listening, we're actually in Penlee Park Theatre today. This is where we're doing all our recordings. There was something I didn't know about Penlee Park, which Pat's going to fill us in. When she was younger, she saw an event here.
Yes. A little lady that used to live two doors from us. She stood, because my sister was poorly. She had her grandchildren, granddaughters down from Plymouth. And she used to say to my mum, I'm going down the gardens tonight with the girls. Do you want me to take Pat? And my mum was always, yes, that's all right. And so I got changed and I came down with her. And they used to have beauty contests. And I can remember them now in my mind. I can see them, the girls all dressed up. Young women, you know, all dressed up. And it was lovely to see. They don't do that now. They're not bothered about that now. And I didn't tell you about my great-grand, did I tell you? She's a midwife. She was a midwife. So she brought all the family, my gran and her daughter's family, they'll, you know, she brought them all into the world. She was always there when they went into labour. She laid them all out, and she brought all the children into the world. And that was my great granny. She was Nurse Wright at New Lynn. And her husband had died. He was a fisherman. He died a few years. And she lived at Well Cottage, at Old Paul Hill. And those are my happy memories. And I've got, because of my cousin, I've got my, what shall I say, my life story.
Mm-hmm.
In a bag, you know. My family tree, because of my cousin Robin. Mm. He's Robin Barron, and he went in the army. Mm. And I think his father has got a bit of Irish in him, because when he was in the army, he never went to Ireland. And my sister said, why? I said, well, I think there's something there that's connected, that. He didn't go to Ireland, so he always went to Cyprus, and he always went to Germany. But never, he'd been to Iceland, and my father was in Iceland, and my father was wounded in the war. He had a hole in his ankle, in his foot, and he kept it bandaged, always, you know. Always had to keep, it was an open wound, you know, and he died when he was 61. My mum was working, she came home on the bus, and somebody said to her, I was Dick, and she said, oh, he's fine. And she came home, and she found him dead on the floor. And that was Christmas. That's why I never enjoyed Christmas very much. But in the April, he went to an hospital and he had three of his toes took off with gangrene. So he thought, well, after this, now I've got rid of them, you know, they're gone, I've had my operation, I'll get on a bit. But he did, but it was, he had a heart attack. She found him in the kitchen. So, I could tell you a bit more, but I can't think now after listening to Terry.
It's all right.
And I know what you've always told me. Yeah. I listen to him.
Well, thank you, Pat. You okay. have just been brilliant. I mean,
finish on that one. I'll add a bit to it.
I know. I remember, Pat.
Oh, hang on.
Just that I think I know the school teacher, Miss Savage. I think she was called Gloria Savage.
Yes.
And she lived next door to a close friend of mine in Goulville, and she played the organ in church a lot. And she was quite a strict lady. I remember her well.
I remember her name, as she was called Constance Gloria Savage.
Yes.
Constance Gloria Savage. Yeah. Okay. And what was you going to add to the end of that move?
Constance Gloria Savage. Mm.
Me?
Yeah. You wanted to end
it. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, you talk about working today, and people say that, you know, they've had a hard week or a hard day. I mean, I can remember the time, and Pat were bearing me out, that I used to start, there used to be four of us, and we used to catch chicken in the morning for Oskins up at Gulzithny there, you know. He had a chicken, kept a lot of chickens. And we used to have to go up in the morning, so it started 4 o'clock, four of us, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we used to catch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 5,000 birds. And it used to take us an hour, four of us, to catch 5,000 birds and carry them out. Five in one hand. Cheerio, fella. Good all the best. Right, cheerio, boy. five in one hand and three in another. And carry them out, hand them to the man on the chaps on the lorry. They would put them in crates, 16 birds to a crate. And that, as I say, that would take us an hour. And we'd finish by 5 o'clock in the morning, just turn, and go home and change your clothes because you're leaking in sweat. Wipe yourself down and that, put your other clothes on, sit in a chair for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then have your breakfast 7 o'clock, start then on the farm all day, go on all day, and then till 5 o'clock, whatever you're out cutting broccoli or cutting corn or whatever you're doing, general things and hay and all. And we used to have a pound each morning for that and a chicken. And that's how I never touch chicken no more. I never touch chicken anymore. Don't eat them. And
I buy chicken. They're
yeah,
for
well,
the dog.
Not for the dog. Yeah, but they that then you I'd go on then have tea, and go on again then till 9-10 o'clock at night, and finish up, and then next morning on again 4 o'clock start work again. I had to be up there for 4 o'clock, and then go on again the next day. And Fridays, we used to catch 2,500 because it was the processing factory finished at Friday dinner times. So they only had half the number. So we caught 2,500 that morning. And when they say about having hard work today, they don't know what they're talking about. And time, spending time, you know, even around things and all, was really hard going, believe you me. In their days, and we was Lewis, that chap I was talking about just now, Lewis Buttons, and him and I were the two. We stuck it the longest. We did it for quite a few years. You know, I mean, I can remember myself when I was on the round myself. I'd be pre-packing till 11 o'clock at night, going have a few hours sleep, and out, and being up done. Redruth Woolworths, because I had a contract with Woolworths from St Austell down, and I would have delivered in Redruth, Camburn, and been down St Ives, Woolworths, and in Penzance Woolworths, when the girls been coming in for work in the mornings up past 8, to have done that lot, delivered, then back home, load again, and out around to the other shops, Tesco's, international stores. Then later on in the afternoon, I would take off to St Austell, Newquay Woolworths, Alston Woolworths, and all the others for pre-packing bags of spuds and all I used to do, 5 pound bags, collie, whatever was going, nets of parsnips or Tesco's. I used to do Tesco's, Penzance, and Redruth. They were the only two down here then. did their pre-packing for them, spuds and collie and things like that, and all had to be pre, and carrots and things, and nets of onions done in net, little nets, and carrots, as I say, carrots, apples, oranges, and all. All that was a day's work that I got on like that, and I'd be on again next day, day in, day out, like that, you know. And then they tell me they're tired at the end of the day now. I said, you know what you're talking about yet, tired, you know, we've been out thrashing corn and all. Oh, hard going, really, really hard going, you know. You wouldn't give in, you know, it wasn't that, you didn't know what giving in was, you didn't give in, you know. But there we go. Anyway, that's the story of my life, as you might say. Okay.